Well, that wasn't my comment. You know, our days are important.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Today is Tuesday, July 19th. It's 6:01, and we're going to have a work session. So stand with the Pledge of Allegiance and get the meeting started. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We'd like to have a moment of silence to all our military, firefighters, road workers, and sheriff's deputies as they serve our community here and abroad. Thank you. Ms. Edwards, can we have a roll call, please?
Trustee McLaughlin.
Present.
Trustee McGuire. Trustee Bat.
Present.
So, in the work session, next thing on the agenda is old business. And there's something listed. I've got people to talk about. Anybody have anything you want to talk about?
Parking lot.
Say that again.
The asphalt we were going to look at in the parking lot on Station 59, re-asphalt. And then also, station. I have contacted multiple vendors, electricians, aren't even answering their phones, so of course, we will be on a business that has, they're not expecting any service calls, simply construction, so it has been interesting trying to get a hold of them. Same thing with the asphalt. Sometimes they're saying they're willing to come out and give us an estimate, but it very well could be next year that they are so affordable. So it's a great thing the economy's picked back up. At least for these electricians and asphalt companies, I'm still working on it. I do have an asphalt company coming tomorrow and tomorrow and next week. So I have two companies that are coming tomorrow. I'm still trying to get the same electricians. So I'll keep you advised on that.
Okay. So we have money in the budget to have the Station 59? Okay.
That would be the American Rescue Plan and the Department of Health.
Oh, okay. Okay.
For both of them.
I didn't think so. All right, thank you.
Okay, so continuing on with the American Rescue Plan money, I don't know where we stand with the resolution to get that movement. So with the road guys and the road department, we've talked about numerous things. We have one of the dump beds off of one of the dump trucks. We have two newer chassis dump trucks. They're blue, you see them through the roads, you see them in the wintertime, doing salt. They get used. But the beds were from a previous edition of trucks. And we priced out several different types of beds and decided to go with the cheapest, just to save a few bucks, plus it's the quickest turnaround time. And they're steel beds. Steel beds, and then get them rhino lined. For the salt delivery. Those two beds would be right at 28 grand installed for both of them. We talked about our full-size Dodge pickup truck that we use to plow snow. There's a bit of dust, the front axle was shot. So we saw a truck there at the fairgrounds. I was like, what's the fair? You saw it sitting up front. There's a dump bed with some toolboxes, a cab. The state bid price through Jeff Schmidt. Got a quote on that, and I got a quote on a smaller truck. So it's 56 for the full one, 46 for the smaller one, and then a quote on a Bobcat, used Bobcat. We need a high flow Bobcat to be able to run the auger to eat asphalt, and that's pretty cheap. So right now, with those wish lists, we're at 162 for the road department. So we got to start. Talked about this numerous meetings. We got to start putting things out on the floor. Fire department just mentioned, you know, doing some things they want to do. We got to start talking about this because as I've had numerous conversations, you see the news, what's happening? inflation. Everything's going up in price. If we wait, we've got 4 years to spend the money. If we wait until the fourth year to spend it, we're going to get less bang for our buck. So I'm a firm believer that, I mean, I'm going to spend this tomorrow, but we need to talk about it. We need to list the things up, decide what's the most important, what we want to do, what we don't want to do, and look at all different aspects and needs of our township to help our residents get the services they need.
So with that being said, is that your list that you just quoted?
That's a good start, yes.
Okay. Because, yes, you're right, we have been having this continuous conversation, but we have not, like, formulated a list. So this would be a good opportunity to do that in the work session.
Yes. So, and there, I need some help with from Tracy, the fiscal officer. I see in our budget that I have and I don't have in front of me, 120 for paving?
That's what you said. That's what you said put in there.
Yeah, so we have 120, which we haven't spent any of. So, I'm kind of really truly thinking that 120 needs to be allocated down the road for the Birdland project. And it's going to take more than that. We're going to take some, we're going to find it at the 120 for next year. Then we ballot in there, and the two of those would do it. Or take some ARP money and help pay for that.
That's why we need to have a budget meeting. We need to schedule a budget meeting to go through all this stuff. I don't do good at last minute.
Yes.
We've known we had this money, and
right.
I'm pissed off right now. We've known we had this ARPA money coming, and now all of a sudden we're going to rush, and then that's going to cause me to have to rush. And I'm not going to do it. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah.
And so I'm just letting you know that this is what's going to come. It's all going to pile up on me in the end because of the weight that's having become. I'm not blaming on anybody, but I want you guys to be aware that that's going to come down the road, and it's all going to be up to me, and you guys are going to be rushing me to get that money. I just hear what you said. I just heard what you said about we got to do it. We got to use it before it gets too late. And I can see that that's coming up. So I want you guys to be aware. It's not fair to me to have to rush that because somebody in the past waited. And by the way, we got our last tranche on the 12th. So we got all our full ARPA funds in the bank.
What's the total amount, Tracy?
Whatever I told you guys in the budget, 600 and some. I don't have that in front of me right now.
Okay.
I'll have to send you guys a report.
So with that being said, then we need to go ahead and schedule a budget meeting. Right.
As soon as possible, so we can start getting this money, decided what you want to do, where you want to move funds around and everything, because I have a lot of work to do before we can start spending that fund. I have to let the county know if we're going to add more money to the thing. I have to, you know, do the budget to make sure that money is in there and available for you guys to move. It's just not a matter of just moving that money. There's a lot that has to be done.
Okay. Well, with that being said, when is an available time? We can schedule that right now.
Well, I noticed that Mike asked. He was interested in finding out where we're at with the legal. Is there something you have to talk to them about before you do all this?
Well, I thought at this point we're just coming up with our list of items that we want because that we don't know for sure that we can use it in all these areas. And we want to at least know definitely.
So if we do a budget around it, we don't know for sure we can use it in these areas.
But we can schedule it. So August, when's the next meeting? August 2nd?
Second.
Okay, we can schedule it after August the 2nd.
So you're saying the third meeting of the month or the second meeting of the month? So you're saying the 9th or the 16th? What are you saying, September?
Yes.
Well, you want totally different
after the second. Yes, after the second. A totally different meeting.
Not even one of our scheduled meetings.
Calendar.
Because you're going to need more than a meeting time, right? Is that what you're saying? So most likely, if you don't have nothing to do on August 9th, we only have one meeting that day. So we could do it on the 9th, or we could schedule it another day. unless you have something you need to do on the second meeting of the month.
We could definitely, we could look at doing it on the 9th, even though we know that it's not a work session, it's just a regular meeting. How does that work for you?
If you can't do it, then there's other weeks.
And then we at least can have a discussion about it because...
So my only concern is that I haven't been able to do bank reconciliation for the last 2 months because of all this I have to do. If you guys need accurate amounts and stuff like that, I'm not going to have it by then because I just don't have the time to get them done. I'm going to be rushing.
Well, this is just spending the extra, the ARPA money.
Okay. Well, if that's the case with the ARPA money, we're going to have to also decide, you're going to have to know what you're going to spend it on because the ARPA only has one line item right now, and you're going to have to split that line item out to the different things you're going to need.
So all those things are things that we can discuss at that meeting.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So go ahead, what were you going to ask? Go ahead.
And there we go. So this might seem idiot question to other people, but is the legal firm answering the question about how we do the payroll? How we do the finances on that?
No.
Do we draw everything out of this one fund? Do we have to take that money and make new funds?
We'll decide. We have to decide. We decide. They're going to tell us whether we can use it for what you guys want, your list, whatever you gave them, because I don't have a copy of that list. But whatever you gave them, they make the decision on whether you can use it for that. But at that point, then we decide how we want to break it out. But my suggestion is that you don't just have one line item there and you take everything out of that one line item because then you won't be able to distinguish what went to what real easily. So you kind of be more specific.
This ARP money is a dumb question, but this is an umbrella fund in that, like you talked about the general, this can pay for fire.
It's not an umbrella. It's still a restricted fund. But that's why we have to go to the legal. It cannot be moved into any other fund. It has to be taken out of that fund. It's still a restricted fund. When you say an umbrella fund, like the general fund can move some of that funds to any of the other funds. But that no other fund can move their funds into the general or any other fund. So it still is a restricted fund. And it's also restricted for the fact that you can only use it for certain things and that legally federal law says you can use it for. So it's kind of restricted because you can't move it to another fund, but you can use it for the things that they tell you can use it for. So it's not as restrictive as the, say, the fire where we did a levy and the levy tells you what you can use the fire money for. And a road, it tells you in that levy what you can use that money.
Right, okay.
Same thing with ARPA. It tells you, not directly, but the lawyers are telling you what you can use it for. Which could be fire, which could be road, which could be something general. Or, like I said earlier, this is confusing the issue, you could put all that ARPA money into the general fund and then use it as doing it that way. But I'd rather it stay in the fund. Right, and then we break it out.
So
that way we can distinguish it.
I don't remember who communicated, if it was you, Sheila, or Bruce-Andra. In one of the past meetings, said they had spoken with them, and like anybody else, before I do much work for you guys, I need to make sure I get paid. So do we need to first kind of set them up on we need a W-9, do we need to set them up on a PO, do we set them up so they know that, hey, we've got these slew of questions here, things you need to do for us, and here's the paperwork so you can get paid.
I think they had a person's name assigned on that resolution that I don't think you were at that meeting, but the resolution that was signed had a person's name that's going to be working for us. I think if I'm thinking about the right one.
The resolution that they sent us.
Didn't you guys send? Oh no, you hadn't done it yet.
Yeah.
You're waiting on Cassandra. She supposed to have a meeting with.
She did have a conversation with them. However, the resolution is quite. Informative, and there's a lot to it, and it needs to be kind of broken down further for our understanding of it. So we're going to be discussing that at the next meeting
in August,
That's why I said let's do the budget after that meeting, because we'll have a better understanding then. Because we all know that the money that's going to be paying for their service comes out of that those funds,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. We'll have more information when we get there.
So my concern is if they want more than 10% of the money, of like they said, we want 10% of the 677, whatever it is, amount. When most people, legal charges a lot of money. Would they want more than 10% of that money?
I thought they agreed with
it. I thought that there was a set amount for their services.
And it's really cheap because they do it with Otara. And that's one of the things why they picked this out.
Well, if that's the case, then we can do a resolution if we already got the amount. We could do a resolution and set that amount out as a PO.
Agree to whatever our, there should be a statement from them someplace, here's what we charge, by the hour, whatever, and we write a resolution, okay, we agree to pay that amount.
No, we had that with another legal firm, and we're still paying, we just got another invoice from them. You saw that? Tapped?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so we hadn't gotten there yet.
And that's another business. I mean, we had a limit on them, and they're still sending us invoice. Remember? And then we had to find money. Now we have a problem with
the fire department.
Hey,
money?
Because the road has plenty of money to cover.
In jobs that I've done in the past, when I agree to not succeed, okay, I'm with the septic tank.
Do Lecky or something like that?
Yeah, that's not all.
No, not Coolidge. It's the other one.
Go back to the homeowner and
start with a D.
That took a long time. The ground was wet, or
what was the first? There was three of them.
Something broke.
But what
was Coolidge? I don't see where they get off.
Coolidge is the land.
I think it's not to exceed 50.
But that was on your side.
What happened is one of the trustees stated that we weren't not going to, the union attorneys were not going to exceed the $50,000, but it was nothing in writing that was a verbal. It was stated that it was verbal, so there was not to be an additional cost until after. Next year, if you remember that correctly, 2023.
I remember hearing that. And then here we get another $7,000. And I'm sure we're going to get more because they charge every month.
Yes. Yeah, so.
We need to stop the conversation.
How do you
Well,
do
we
that?
Just need clarity. We actually need one of us needs to step up because we're not really sure what the other trustee is doing at this point. So,
okay,
you didn't find that one, so we won't worry about. But we need to kind of. I could probably dig that up.
That amount. Mm-hmm. Actually, I thought, maybe we could kind of look through the budget and find it together.
I didn't bring any copy of it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't bring a copy of it this time.
Okay.
I was just trying to make it here. Yeah, I made it. But did we decide on a date? Do we want to do
the 9th? I thought we were going to talk about it in the meeting on the 9th.
Okay.
Is that fine with you?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Is that too early? Is that too early?
I'm not going to be here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I hate to say that in a public meeting.
Right. No problem.
Well, people,
everybody deserves to go somewhere.
Yeah,
except me.
That's fine. So if the 9th is not good.
She can't do that.
Yeah. I'll be back the next Tuesday. I won't be for that middle meeting.
That's why he said pick another day that not one of our meetings. We don't want to do it on that meeting because we do the regular business meeting, so that's why I said on the Tuesday. So either we can do it on there's five Tuesdays.
Well, how about later that first week? Third, fourth, and fifth.
Oh, no. I can't do anything before the 6th for sure. Until that mega reunion is over, I am not going to put myself under that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mega reunion.
Yeah, our class mega reunion. All class mega reunion. I'm just stressed out right now. So let's, I was good with her saying not the 2nd, but let's try.
So let me ask.
You want to do it on a Monday?
Monday the 8th.
So.
Get the post. How does that?
So you're going to post a special meeting?
We'd have to post it.
That's all I was going to say.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're going to ask me a question.
Yeah.
That's what you were getting right asked?
Yeah, because, you know, we can't be. And that's what you're posting.
Are you available? You available for the 8th, Monday the 8th?
Yeah. So.
6 p.m.
What day?
Monday the 8th.
Monday the 8th. So that's 8-8.
6 p.m. That works for me.
Yeah, 6 p.m. That's a special.
You going to post?
Yes.
You have in mind?
I'll post it, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate you working with me on that.
And this is a budget meeting.
We'll classify it as that.
Because it's really just ARPA. Yeah. I mean, we're just going to talk about ARPA, or do you want to call it budget meeting? Or do you want to talk about other
stuff? If we say budget meeting, that'll encompass a lot more. And
yes, because and that's ARPA too, and it's in the budget.
Right.
Exactly.
And then if we have to go out of them, talk more, then we won't be in violation.
Right. Correct.
But we're focusing on ARPA. How about that?
Yeah. Okay, so between now and then, we kind of need to send... Sheila, are you okay with me sending Chrisandra a list? And, of course, I'll copy you on it, of the questions. Okay, I'm going to buy a full-size pickup truck for the wood park. I'm going to buy a smaller size pickup truck. We want to buy 2 dump beds. The things we want to purchase, the things we want to do. I'm going to ask a question about cemetery fund. Can this money be used to improve our cemetery records? We have very poor cemetery records. Just ask questions. So yes or no. I mean, just because we're reaching out to them before this, the 8th.
I think it's just like brainstorm. Write down any and everything you want. It's either yes or no, and I wouldn't really worry about the content of it, the question. I would just ask whatever question you have. And then that way, when we go to the attorneys, they can say yay or nay. But we don't want to not ask a question and it's something that's covered.
Do we need to make any motions, do anything in the meeting tonight, especially you, Tracy, to allocate money so they get paid? We'll go back to them. We want to ask them all these questions, but I'm not doing this paperwork. I'm not getting paid.
Well, I personally don't think we can do any motions or anything until we get the information.
Okay, good point.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we were waiting on her to have her meeting, and then because we had the resolution that night, but then that night that we discussed it, and then she said she was going to have a meeting, so then they tabled that resolution. So I'm gonna go pull up that resolution and see what's in there. But in the meantime, we got to get more information from the administrator.
For that matter, we make a wish list between now and the 2nd, and then the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, she proceeds forward and gets the information from the lawyers.
Well, I mean, you can give her the list anytime, I would think. She works for you, all 3 of you trustees.
Right.
So you can give her the list anytime. She works at the pleasure of you guys, all 3 of you.
Okay, let me see. I was trying to find. Okay, here's the appointment of council resolution. So,
is this written by them?
Yes. So we haven't taken any action. I mean, well, we did. We actually voted for that, But we were still waiting for them to, at that time, get back with us.
So it's posted then? Did I post that as a resolution?
That's a
good price. Or was that just?
I don't know. Right. That's a very good price.
That's a very good price. Yeah.
Well, what, I don't remember.
$140.
I just don't remember the resolution, but if it's there, it's there.
So we need to know whether or not we can have that on the table Tuesday the 2nd.
We'll
know then when we can have that on the table and pass that next Tuesday the 2nd.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And for me, I just actually think it's going to work out better doing it that way, because anything we want to spend the money on, we're still going to need time to be able to plan it out,
mm-hmm.
right? Instead of like, well, I need 2 dump trucks. Let's go to the store right now. We can plan out how we want to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's where you want to get it at the place you looked at. And
so at one time you said you need a dump truck, beds, but now you want a whole dump truck.
No.
Okay.
My husband's communication on her, but it's just beds.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
We don't need a dump truck, just beds.
Okay.
Dump trucks are okay.
That's what I thought you had said.
Okay,
so that was old business?
Yeah, any other old business anybody wants to discuss?
I just was going to mention that the August 13th event in the park is still in planning stages. I think Michelle from NHAT will be here, I think, at the next meeting. But they're still, at the planning stages. And she might give a report when she gets there.
So in lieu of that desire, and I'm just communicating this. Nobody's taking responsibility. There's been communication from the fellow trustee. There's been input from residents. There's been input from the road department guys that done a very good job. I worked with them for a couple different days, and we've taken the backboards down at 2 different parks. 2 of them have been being sandblasted. I cut some plates and drilled holes in them for new hoops on 3 other ones. I gave those to the guys today, and they're going to take the old. You can tell where that backboard has been redone at least 3 times in its life. The backboard itself is in good shape. So we're taking the bracketry that's on there, taking that off, putting new on, going to have sandblasted and painted, and basically have a new board up there, breakaway rims. But I'm very proud of the guys. They take pride in doing that and working good together. And we are making, as a team, to make this township better. So we're happy with that.
So we're doing the grand reopening of Glenwood Park.
No, it's because the park, the only thing that would be there is the basketball court and the shelter. There's nothing for kids or swing or anything, so we don't really want to focus on the park reopening. We really just want the kids to see and know that the basketball courts are back there for them to be able to play. And then next year we can plan and budget to open the park.
So, because they got a tennis court there too, though.
Yes, they do, but the fencing, everything is gone. So, but it'll just do us better to just kind of do it next year instead of trying to rush and get it done this year.
So, okay, so that railroad park, which you mentioned, Richardson Park, is that going to be part of this or no?
What he was saying is the one of the basketball backboards,
mm-hmm.
the part that you put the rim on,
mm-hmm.
was messed up. And so they took some from Richardson, and we're going to use those because there's 2 short at Blairwood Park.
Oh, I got you.
And so they're going to just kind of switch it out like that. Because
you're supposed to have 1 full set and a half court at Richardson.
Yes.
Okay.
1 full court and a half court over there that we'll have. And they got playground equipment there too.
They do. They do. Yeah. They have swings and they pretty much, it's just missing any tables, things like that. And then we still have to get signage and all of that stuff. So, It'll just be best to.
And we're going to work on putting some gates up at Blairwood so you can't drive in there. Yes. Can't get, kind of stop them from vandalism and they can stop the. You walk in, you can't drive in.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll put some gates up.
So that would be something that we have to discuss in another budget meeting, I guess, this year. As far as what we're going to do for next year, we got to bring
right.
all those monies. So we got to have ideas of what we're going to need. For that.
No doubt, we definitely. And this is what the middle of the year. So here soon we should be sitting down to start discussing next year's budget.
So what we do, let's let you know, in October, November, we get that tax budget from the county.
Okay.
And then you guys approve that. And then after that, we start scheduling a budget meeting. So it'll be around November, December time frame. We need to schedule budget meetings. However you guys want to do it, if you want to break it out like we always do, road, fire, general, whatever. But it's after we get the tax budget in October, November time frame.
Okay.
Then we know how much they're predicting us to get in.
Okay. And because when that didn't happen last year, it kind of threw us in a big disarray coming into this year and not having that budget out and plan for the year. So it's getting better.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting better. So, yeah.
I don't think
so
that's going to be.
So we don't actually have a fund for the parks, correct? Parks is just the under general.
Parks is under general.
Yes. It's under general, but it was not, the breakout was, like they had, I think it's one for electricity, right? There's
yeah.
not even electricity.
Well, yeah, because they never put a line item, but you could put a line item in general. The reason why you don't have a separate fund like general and all that is because you don't have a levy or resources. You can have a park levy and then you can do a separate fund, but you don't have any resources to come in unless you use the general fund. So why not just put a line item in the general fund? Because general fund is the umbrella fund. You could create a line item for parks, a fund for parks if you want, but you won't have a resource other than the general fund. So why not just create a line item for parks?
Can you legally put a line item for parks and roads?
I'd have to check on that. Because I don't think they're funding. Unless it's like you're going to use it for certain things that the road department does. Like mowing parks or fixing up the parks. But everything that they've been doing in the park has been coming out of general fund. Right now.
So in the past, there was never like any money put anywhere for the parks that we own.
No, because like I explained, we didn't have a levy for a park. So we were taking money from the general fund and doing it that way. We actually didn't even maintain the parks. I don't think there was any intention there.
Since there's no income to the parks, why can we not take road money and pay for maintenance in the parks and pay for painting and I know we pay for grass mowing and paying for things in the parks?
You got to make sure that the levy, it's one of those legal things, you got to make sure the levy wording says that you can do those type of things. If you're going to do mowing,
okay.
then gotcha. You got to make sure the levy, the whatever, because these citizens, it's their money.
Yes.
And they voted on that levy based on the wording of the levy. That's why you guys have to be careful when you do a levy and you're voted on and then you
right.
use the money for something.
Okay.
So it's kind of a legal issue, if you know what I'm saying. So you have to understand that. That's why. Now, like I said, we could put on a levy for a purse, but right now I don't think that's going to happen. So we use the general fund right now to pay the... And there was no intention, I believe there was no intention to improve those parks. That's my belief.
That's what?
My belief is there was no intention to improve those parks, just to keep it mowed grass. Just all they want to do was keep it mowed and maintained.
Well, maybe so, but...
As far as improvement, let me say improvement.
Yeah.
But maybe just to maintain it, but no improvements. So maintain would be Fixing the backboards if it got tore up.
I think it makes for a better community, though, if you put money in your parks and make it a place for the kids to go do something.
No, I'm not saying it shouldn't be done. I'm saying I think previous management wasn't intending to do any improvements, just to maintain the minimum. That's my impression.
I agree with that.
But I think it also, it not a lot of money, but if people wanted, like, I believe somebody was renting, or did they, like,
Richardson Park, yes.
For family reunions and things like that. So that's an opportunity that you can, if people want to rent the park, they could do that. Because most people are kind of straying away from over here because of the Goose.
Are you talking about Arthur Fisher Park?
Because
yeah.
of the
and Richardson, just so you know, I don't think it was, I think that was allowed to use, I don't think they were ever charged a fee. We provided them a bathroom and trash.
Right.
And then we just kept it, man, because they were residents, they were able to use, so there was no really rental. That was something the trustees would have to make a decision on what they wanted to do, and I think it never was rented, really.
Right, we're getting better, and so we can take a look at doing some things like that, because at this point, we didn't have a whole lot of revenue other than property taxes, and now we have the zoning fees and all that is breaking out, and so it's getting better. It's just going to take a little time. Any other old business?
I don't have any. Any new business?
I'd just like to talk about real quick. I'm kind of happy that the administrators got in some help during the day for getting, they finished the phones, getting all the logs off the phone, is what I understood the other day when I was here. And now they're starting to go through the files in my office that we need to we need to work on a retention roster while they're going through those files so that we know what we have to send to the Ohio. I can never remember what they are. So you got to send a list to them to say, here's the files we have. Do you want any of these? If not, then we have to fill out another form that says we're destroying all these obsolete files. And we have to have all that in the record. So there's a process. But first we have to find our retention roster, which I think we got an old one.
Yes. Yeah. Chris is actually working on the retention roster and any updates to it and the process that goes behind it. Yeah. How long you hold things, what you have to keep, how to destroy it.
And actually how long we hold them and everything. There's certain ones you have to do indefinitely, but that's determined by the trustees.
Still, this, you say determined by the trustees, but we have there's a governing board that states that
certain limitations, yes. but there's a range. It's not a specific, okay. It's a range. So you guys have to make the final. You can keep it from this amount to this amount. So yeah, I looked into it. I had one, a draft one. You had a copy of it. You didn't know where it came from. And we had some kind of insurance thing a while back. Remember, they had a list of, they had some insurance that said we had to do this, 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 and this.
Oh yeah.
You remember that a long time ago? And so I got assigned that I had to do the retention roster, and I gave everybody a copy of that. And you said, I don't remember where I got this from. And I said, I gave you that. And so I did a draft one. So I kind of researched that what needed to be done. But we never ever got time to meet and start doing that. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a priority. So I left it alone. So like she said, now Chris is going and trying again with these youth workers. Yeah, youth workers are in here going through every file that's over there. We found a lot of EMS report runs in a lot of the boxes. I've seen they picked up 3 boxes already that have runs in them. She's going to send them back over to the fire department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's the way that they're doing it is like the sheets.
They're putting on the box.
Everything, yeah. It's on the box and all you have
to
do.
If you want to see it, you can see what they've done. They're sitting in my office right now.
Yeah. So they're making really good progress.
Yeah, they're making headway.
At least.
Is that the county kid help program?
Youth work.
Youth work.
Youth work. Is that what's doing that?
Yeah. Yes. She has some working on those.
Actually,
and I think they're even, I think scanning it. Are they scanning it?
Oh, no, I don't think that they do. Okay. We don't have a scanner.
Well, they were doing something because we were actually in the, well, when I came in earlier, there were some checks, and the young man had the checks. I was like, where did those checks come from? They were old.
Yes.
Checks.
They were all on the floor. They're okay, in 2013. No, 2013. They were the stubs that I keep. In 2013.
They look just like that right there.
Yeah, the bottom part.
No, the top part.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, 2013, we did paper ourselves. We didn't have paper in the beginning of 2013. When I came in, they had just started in April of 2013 with PayCorp. And so I went into that room and I got the key and all of those things were dumped on the floor. Somebody went in there and they were just dumped on the floor. I closed the door, I locked the door back and I had the key, said I'm not going in that room. It was somebody, then somebody went in there and picked them up and just threw them in a box. So I feel for those guys and how they're gonna, get all that organized.
They've been doing pretty good. Right? When I walked in, it was a one that was working the desk, the front desk. The other was in the assistant administrator seat. And then the other one was sitting over against the wall. So they all had their own space and they were working diligently to get that done. And they have a lot more.
It was peaceful. It was peaceful. And I was like, wow, it's so quiet in here. And so I gave them my old UN laptop because they're logging it and doing it on, not handwritten. They were handwriting, but then I said, I got another laptop in the cabinet. You guys saw that in there. And I remember the password supplies, and then they're using that to do the thing. So like I said, you can see the boxes in my office. But I just was, I was happy about that, which now brings me to the resolution that our package. Who is, first of all, I think there's an error. I'm going to skip over to resolution, let me get it, 64, I think it is. Because it says, if you look at the title.
We're going to correct, change it. If you give us time between the two meetings.
That's 64, no.
61.
No, I'm looking at 64, I saw that one. 64 says zoning administrator, and I'm thinking that's administrative assistant. Okay. And then those other two, is the resolution the same? The one you're 63 and 62, are they the same?
63 and 61.
Okay, because I was like, the title says the same thing. Okay. I was sitting there, I'm like, what am I reading? I read it over and over again. Okay, and it's all me, I figured that. But that was all all I had on the new business.
Okay. Any other new business?
I wanted to find out, where are we at with trying to find some support for the road? Remember we had talked previously, actually I think it was before we actually had anybody on the road, or a road supervisor, let me say that. Trying to get them support or some support or a contractor or somebody to come in and help them with that backlog. Is that something we're still looking at, or is that something, you know, we're working on?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was on my list for new business is to discuss hiring two, three more people for seasonal to get a handle on this. So, in fact, I spoke with Kenny about that late this afternoon, and thank you very much, Trustee McLaughlin. We need to help. And because they want to get this work done.
He was trying to recruit the youth workers, but they're not allowed to lose anything but a push behind lawnmower.
Anything but what?
Push lawnmower. They can't operate.
And that program is coming to an end.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, they want to get the set. Well, yeah, for this year.
Right.
They do it every year. But Chris was saying we're going to try to get some more next year, over 16. And she says if we run out of stuff to do in this filing, that then it will go to the roads if you wanted it. But they can't right now. They're not allowed to do anything other than push more.
No. The last day for the program is like August
10th. Yeah. Yeah, we only have 3 weeks or something, she said.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and you know how that program works, right?
Okay. No, not totally. No, I do not.
Well, actually, it's through Montgomery County.
Yes.
And they have it's youth works because they employ youth workers. They put them on a job, and the county actually pays for their salary. So they get skills on where they work at, and we benefit by their services. And
we don't have to pay for
it. Yeah, we don't have to pay anything.
So the comment you see, we verify the services. Are we making, we should, are we filling out any kind of evaluations? Are we telling these people, hey, great employee, good, this, what's good about it, what's bad about it?
Yes, at the end, they'll get that. They'll
good,
get that.
Good,
they'll,
good.
It asks, is okay. This person, you know, what are some of the good, bad, that kind
right,
of
right.
Thing.
So, and that needs to be stated. That's part of life.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
okay.
It's a really good program to help the kids to kind of get acclimated to the work environment, and it benefits the community as well.
And also, I understand that none of them have worked the job before. That's what administrator said. So it's their first job. One of them is only 15. I found that out the other day. One of them is 15.
Because what's the age range? I think it's from
14 to like 21.
Yes.
Okay. That's any other new business, or can we adjourn so we get our paperwork together for the meeting?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion we adjourn.
I second.
Trustee McLaughlin?
Yes.
Trustee Beck?
Yes.
So this is what you're talking about, Tracy? Count now?
Mm-mm.
You hit the stop button here?
Nope, it's another thing.
Is that red button? Okay, red button.
Verification. Just, you know, keep it on. Because it might not do it on yours. It may do it on mine. That's why I don't understand. Let's see. My fault.